Brothers and sisters in Christ, please join me as we gather together for the prayers of our people on this day. First of all, just a couple of prayer announcements to add to your list that we've had in the past. We want to especially pray for our dear sister in Christ, Pat Williams' niece, Amber. Amber is one of the many folks that has lost her job and is now working as an Uber driver, just trying to make ends meet. She's a single mom and is really having a tough time. So please do pray for her and pray for all those who are unemployed and underemployed during this difficult time. Also to pray for Nancy Eller's daughter-in-law, Andre Joy. She has a terrible thing. It's a hiatal hernia, which is very painful. We do pray for healing for her. I think those are the only new prayer announcements. Of course, we continue to pray for those who we've had in the past, and I ask you to continue to keep those folks on your list there. But let us gather in the spirit of prayer on this day. Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and all places in praying for the church, the world, and all those in need. Living God, you chose us to be your witnesses in the world. We pray for the church in every place and the congregations in our community. Focus our hearts and minds on the ministry we share in your name. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, all creation sings praises to you. You delight in the oceans, the mountains are your throne. Teach us humility and respect for our home. Lord, in your mercy. Sovereign God, you rule the heavens and earth and time itself. Make this a time of justice, peace, solidarity among all nations and people, so that oppression and violence may rule no more. Lord, in your mercy. Tender God, we wait with hope for your presence to heal us. Bless us, restore us, and give us peace. You know all the names of those who are suffering, for whom we pray this day. But we especially ask that you will pray for young Amber. We pray that you will provide all that her family needs in sustenance and care, that you'll bring employment, good employment, back to her again. We pray for Andre Joy that you will be with her during this terrible plight with the hiatal hernia, that you might bring healing to her body. We lift up, Lord, all those names in the past few weeks that we've been praying for in need of healing, as well as those we offer up out loud or in the silence of our hearts at this time. Lord, in your mercy. Gentle God, you guide us as we seek wisdom. We pray for our teachers, professors, daycare workers, all those charged with teaching the young and old. Especially in this precarious time, give them endurance and persistence in their valuable work. Lord, in your mercy. God of peace, on this Memorial Day weekend, we pray for those who have fallen in war. We pray for those who have lost loved ones in those battles. We pray for peace to reign on your planet, Lord. Always may we wish for the young ones that we send to battle to come home, and for peace to be settled upon your nations. We especially pray for wisdom, for temperance, and for peacefulness for our leaders across the globe, Lord. May we find ways to reconcile our differences and work together as brother and sister in Christ. And into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Well, just a couple announcements today. First of all, we'll be having our last Psalms Bible study this coming Wednesday. After that, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we'll fire up some Bible study via Zoom, or maybe even in person. We'll see how things go in the future and how that works out. So a little break after that, but I do invite you to join us at 6 p.m. on Wednesday evening. Also want to give thanks for Josh for the music today. You know, Josh is still healing from that back injury. We pray for healing for him as well. And really appreciate him going above and beyond to do that music, even though he's not feeling well. So we do give thanks for that today. Also, if you have Vine articles, I know that most of them were probably supposed to be in here on Saturday, but if you are writing an article for the Vine, I believe it's supposed to go out on Wednesday. So we look forward to those going out to you. Also, just to make a note, and there's more details that will come in the future, we'll constantly keep you updated, but we do have a team in place brought together by the church council to look at what it's going to look like when we do come back to in-person worship. We also have a very important meeting with the Synod this coming week with that team as well to look at some of the parameters for what it will look like for us to get back together. Please know that we're doing our best to feed you spiritually, but also to keep each and every one of us safe. So it's a very difficult balancing act, as you might imagine. So please do pray for your leaders, for myself and the council and all those who have to sort of figure out what we're going to do as far as the future. And we continue to pray that things will settle down and that we'll all be back together soon. I think that's about it for announcements. We'll really look forward to next week. It'll be Pentecost Sunday. I do have something a little special planned for you. So hopefully you'll enjoy it. You'll see what that is when it comes on that day. But I do hope that you have a wonderful weekend. And for those of you that have Monday off as a holiday, maybe a blessed day, both to remember those who have fallen, but also to just give thanks for those who are right in front of us and with us now. So in that spirit, please do receive this parting benediction today. Now may the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest upon your spirit. May all the worries of this world be taken off of your soul. May your families be well. May your days be bright. And may the light of Christ now shine upon each and every one of us, even in the darkest of times. We ask this and for all the prayers of our soul to be lifted up to you, Lord, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessings to you, Spirit of Joy. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And please know that you remain in my thoughts and prayers. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.